We're going to talk about a sport that is absolutely huge here in Minnesota. It's even bigger in Canada, and it's played in several other states as well. It's got an odd name, in my opinion. I have a lot of friends that play this sport. Very, very fun to watch, though. I think it's a lot like hockey, but not at all like hockey. So let's talk to the man that will know a lot more about broomball than I. Kevin Dennison is the president of USA Broomball, and he's been nice enough to come on in and talk to us a little about it. Kevin, thanks for your time. If you could describe broomball in a couple of sentences, someone that's never seen it before, how would you describe what a broomball game is?
Thanks for having me, Reed. I really appreciate it. Broomball is a game, like you said, it is kind of similar to hockey. It also incorporates some strategies of soccer into it as well. Broomball is a game that is played on a sheet of ice on an ice rink with six players per team, a goalie, and five players out. And the object of the game, like soccer and hockey, is to score more goals than your opponent. The only difference is they're not wearing skates when they play. They wear a special sponge bottom rubber shoe. And that helps players maneuver and get traction on the ice.
So for someone like me that isn't a very good skater, this could be a sport that might work out
for me.
This
would be a perfect opportunity for you to try something on the ice if you love playing ice sports.
So these special shoes, let's talk a little bit about what things, like the average person can't just go play a broomball game, right? I mean, if you want to go play a game of, you know, picnic volleyball, as long as somebody has a piece of cord and a ball, you can pretty much play volleyball. But, I mean, what do you need to play broomball?
Well, you do need, some people have been known to wear boots or sorrel boots depending on the conditions on outdoor ice, but when you play outdoor or indoor broomball, most of the players you do see wearing special shoes, and they're a sponged rubber bottom shoe that allows to get better traction and maneuvering on the ice. There's some myth I like to dispel. A lot of people will say, oh, I've seen those shoes. They have suction cups on the bottom of it.
No suction cups?
No, they're not really suction cups. They're just really divots that allow, in an outdoor broomball game, a place for the snow to go. That's really what they are about. So there's an outdoor broomball shoe and then an indoor broomball shoe with just web traction on the bottom.
Could you use one shoe for the other? Like if I've only ever played outdoor broomball, I could wear my outdoor shoes inside too?
You could. You could. It really depends on the player. But yeah, those just aren't suction cups on the bottom of the shoe.
Now, I guess I would have thought if you're running around on ice that you'd have cleated shoes on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you can't wear the metal spikes or cleated shoes.
I guess I just thought that. Now, we say broomball is mm-hmm. is it's not a broom like I just, you know, if I take to the kitchen floor in the morning, it's not like that, is it?
No, it's not. It used to be.
Is that where it gets the name then?
That's where it originates from. It was a sport that originated in Canada in the early 1900s. In fact, old streetcar workers used to play it in Canada with a soccer ball, and they dip their corn brooms and freeze them and play on a frozen lake. And you still see some crude forms of the game around on the lake, some people getting together for fun, and they use the real brooms and a soccer ball. And that's just the way it started, and it did get its name broomball because it used to be people using the corn brooms and a soccer ball. Well, now the game has evolved, and technology has allowed us to produce aluminum shaft, rubber-molded heads that are still shaped like a broom, but it's just not the real broom. And then the ball's about 6 inch in diameter, a little smaller than a soccer ball.
Does it hurt if you get hit with it?
Like, depends on how cold it is outside.
What's the ball made of? Is it an inflated ball like a soccer ball?
Yep, it is an inflated rubber vinyl-molded ball for the indoor, and then an outdoor is soccer-patterned leather ball, also inflated.
Because, you know, I think, you talk about these crude forms. Of course, I could freeze my broom if I wanted to and get one of those rubber playground balls that you used to play kickball with that would go like a million miles an hour.
It would really
fly. It would bounce a little too much for broom ball, wouldn't it?
Correct.
Now, you talked about how it is similar in many ways to hockey and soccer, and you talked about more of running the plays or the offense or the strategy of soccer. For someone that may not understand, I mean, I think some people think soccer is a really, really, really big field where you just run around and try and kick the ball in the goal, and hockey's a really small ice rink where you skate around and try and knock the puck into the goal. Talk to me about this strategy.
Well, you do have a little strategy because in broomball, the similarity to hockey is – and if you're a hockey player, you know that the blue line is what you do to get the zone. And the puck has to cross the blue line. Well, in broomball, it's the same way. The ball has to cross the blue line to get the offensive zone. However, once that zone is established, the blue line disappears, and the red center line is now the clearing zone line. So that allows more maneuverability, more room for your cycles like hockey and your triangles like soccer. So you can incorporate both strategies when you're running your offense in broomball.
See, now that tells me that's just more for me to more room for me to run around on. I think I might like that offensive zone smaller.
Correct. Great cardiovascular if you play the game, and running on ice sometimes isn't the easiest thing. So
is it a game like hockey, Kevin? Again, I'm speaking with Kevin Dennison. He is the president of USA Broomball, and I'm getting an education on the widely popular sport here in Minnesota. And as Kevin alluded to, it's huge in Canada, this sport of broomball. Is it a contact sport like hockey or less contact like soccer?
It is not a checking game at the lower levels. However, in the international levels of play, when USA plays the Canadians or when we play international events, there is checking at the men's highest level.
This is a game for both men and women, though,
correct.
Is it not?
Correct. It is totally a game, and we encourage participation of women and men. There's co-rec women and men programs available right here in Minnesota. In fact, the Minnesota Sports Federation, which is a state organization member of USA Broomball, does a phenomenal job at providing opportunities with the local park and rec programs here in the Twin Cities. And it gives men and women both opportunities to play men's, co-rec, or women's leagues.
Now, let's talk a little bit about these leagues, if we could. Now, is every broomball game that we may come across this winter out there, are they all members of USA Broomball, or is there pickup leagues? Is there bar leagues, or how does that work?
Yeah, there are some that are on their own. They're not most park and rec programs. What they do is they sanction their teams, Minnesota Sports Federation. What that is the governing body. So if for example, Bloomington and Richfield sanction their teams, Minnesota Sports Federation. So that means because they're members of that, the city champions, they can go off and play into the USA Broomball National Program or Minnesota State tournaments that they offer throughout the course of the season.
But what about, are there like there's a a bar by my house that has sand volleyball. I don't know if it's a league or something, but are there bars or businesses out there that just start a league with their patrons?
No, some people do. Some of the bar leagues, for example, Diamonds out there, they sanction their teams MSF. But you're always going to have some league directors or whatever that just, it's a fun sport to play and they incorporate it. They just don't choose to sanction it MSF.
It's fun if you're just
correct.
Out there playing.
If you just want to play recreational, get out there and play, you can certainly contact your local park and rec department or find a bar with an ice rink attached in the winter and see if they offer any broom ball.
Or
leagues.
A frozen pond. Now, is this game so popular here? Why do you think it is? I think it is because it's just so doggone cold here, and I find Minnesota to be a hockey state.
It's,
there's so many folks that can't still, play the game of hockey, but broomball might work out for them.
Well, I personally think it's popular because they do get exposure to it. You're right, it's cold, and people still like to get out and exercise and play in teams. Of course, it is a hockey state, and broomball doesn't try to compete with hockey or take anything away from hockey. But it is an alternative sport that says if you can't afford it, or let's say you did play hockey and there's no hockey team for you to play on, well, broomball is still a nice outlet for you to get out there and compete on the ice and maintain some of your skills and control on the ice. So it really is it's also a fun sport. And most of the programs from your local schools here in Minnesota still covered in their Phi-Ed program. So there is some exposure to the game. From high school on. I know Richfield, where I graduated from, Richfield High School, still has one of the strongest broomball programs from high school on up. And a lot of your best players in the country, in fact, in the world, come from Richfield, Minnesota.
Because there's been a feeder
program.
Because there's
been exposure, yeah. Sure, and sure. I mean, it really gets an excitement when what Richfield has, for example, is a fire and ice in the winter. And every year, the winning senior intramural co-rec broomball team gets to play the faculty.
Oh, fun.
So how fun is that to whack a teacher that you like, or a teacher taking revenge on a student on the ice in front of hundreds of fans?
Absolutely. You have time to stick around for a little while longer? We'll talk
sure
some more.
Do.
I'm being joined here in the studio by Kevin Dennison. He is president of USA Broomball, and he's giving me an education on broomball, and we hope you'll stick around and join us. We'll talk a little bit more, and I'll ask some more specific and interesting questions. It's Sports Sunday here on today's 830 WCCO.